Quando Rondo has been released. I don't really care about Quando Rondo, but I think it's an interesting story. Let me bring y'all up to speed of what's happening out here in these streets.
Breaking news at 5, Savannah rapper Quando Rondo, whose real name is Taekwon Bowman, will be released from jail.
Yeah, this comes after a federal bond hearing today. WJCL 22 News' Andy Cole joins us live from outside the courtroom. And Andy, the hearing lasted several hours.
All day since 10:30, the decision came down from federal magistrate judge Christopher Ray around 4:30 today. They will release the 24-year-old, whose real name is Taekwon Bowman, from federal custody ahead of the holidays based on a number of factors. In fact, the federal judge Christopher Ray mentioned that this was a difficult one. It was a difficult decision to make because both arguments were so complex. Now, during that five-hour hearing today, prosecutors presented several wiretap phone calls and said Bowman was a danger to himself and the community. Prosecutor Bradley Thompson played one particular phone call from Bowman while he was at the movie theater with his young daughter after he noticed 10 members of the rival gang show up. Now, Bowman asked the person on the other line of the phone to bring weapons to the theater. The defense, however, pointed out that no fights or shootings happened as a result of the phone call.
Are y'all hearing what's being communicated right now? The judge had a very difficult time determining whether or not they wanted to let this man out on bond, meaning that he's still being charged with whatever the crime is. But then at the same time, they're presenting evidence. The prosecutors were presenting evidence that the man was out at the theater with his daughter, ran into 10 guys. This is according to the news report. Ran into 10 guys that were interested or that they were from a rival gang that he had beef with, and they got let's break down our context clues and let's just have a conversation right now. This is a rapper, a well-known rapper. They got wiretaps on this guy, and on the wiretaps that they're playing in federal court, meaning that they already watching you, so they already know what you're doing and they already gonna arrest you. In the wiretaps that they're playing in court, they're playing wiretaps that basically show you with your daughter at the theater running 10 rival gang members, and you're making phone calls saying, hey, bring guns to the theater. These people have children. They're having children. They're breeding. They're living a gang-filled life even after they become successful in whatever respective field that they're in. They're causing terror, still in gangs, and they're asking for other people to get involved in their criminal activity by bringing guns into the theater. Talk about wanting to be under the jail and some of the most trash culture that I've ever experienced in my entire life. The most trash culture, I'm going to read that super chat shortly, the most trash culture that I've ever experienced in my entire life. Out with your daughter. Let's continue. In other news, TD Jakes. Now, I haven't addressed this whole TD Jakes situation, partly because there's just been so much going on out here in these streets. But one of the reasons I also haven't addressed the TD Jakes situation is because I understand the nature of people, right? And the nature of people is just to automatically want to throw people under the bus that they don't care for without any evidence to go along with it. What I like to speak to is the things that are true. I don't do rumors. I don't speak to anything that people are not speaking to, that they've addressed or admitted for themselves. And then also on top of that has been everything else that's been going on with Diddy and Vin Diesel and all of these different people that's being accused or whatever. But TD Jakes is largely addressing, or he's under fire based off of going to a Diddy birthday party. And people are automatically associating him with the devil because of it, right? Which you already know that they got it out for you anyway. But TD Jakes addressed it in his Christmas morning, really quickly in his Christmas morning sermon that he preached at his church. I guess it was the Potter's House. And this is what he had to say.
out of concern, some of you come in to hear what I'm going to say. All of you who expect me to address a lie, you can log off. I will not use this sacred day and this sacred pulpit to address a lie when I have a chance to preach a truth. I will stand straight up, head up, back straight, and preach the unadulterated, infallible word of God. Because that is what the pulpit is for. But there will be a time.
So he largely went on to preach his holiday Christmas message, as usual. But as far as my thoughts on T.D. Jakes in a general sense, I don't feel anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not swayed one way or the other. I think that the people, what T.D. Jakes and the like probably needs to recognize is that the people that's going to be for him is the people that's going to rock with him regardless. And everybody that has anything to say that's outside of it, you don't necessarily have to address it because it's like a bunch of little ants crawling all around you. And so it's almost like none of those people was ever going to join a church. None of those people was ever going to say anything anyway. And regardless of how they feel about him, because, again, it's not like he's being charged with a crime or anything like that. It doesn't really matter. And people automatically want to come after you because they don't like you and they're looking for anything in order to justify how they feel about you. We seen over the weekend people was coming after Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens. And they were mad at Simone Biles while at the same time supporting Lori Harvey. And so it's not like they have this great moral compass by which they're leaning into. Most of these people have never seen him in person. They've never seen him preach a message. They don't know what his life is like. They don't understand what his marriage is. They don't even know how long he's been married. They don't know anything about it. And so because he went to a birthday party or he took a picture or he danced to some secular music, now they're automatically ready to condemn him as though they was ever going to go to the church in the first place. So I don't deal in rumors, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't addressed the whole T.D. Jakes situation. I try to stay 100% above board, and the further I get in my journey as a content creator, the more I become immersed in just whatever it is that the truth is, not necessarily the court of public opinion. And so I don't like the court of public opinion when it comes to whether I like the person or not. I don't like Diddy, but I still don't believe that all of the allegations that's against him is true. And so I'm able to separate how I feel about a person from what the truth is. And in a court of public opinion, I don't participate in that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the recent news on T.D. Jakes. And then last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Harvard President Claudine Gay is facing new allegations based off of they're now saying that she plagiarized. And I think that they just coming after her.
Harvard President Claudine Gay is under new scrutiny. This is on top of the criticism of her testimony earlier this month about hate on campus. Now, GOP lawmakers plan to investigate her for plagiarism claims. Nancy Chan is following this. Nancy, good morning. What's going on?
Nate, good morning to you. After controversial testimony on Capitol Hill earlier this month about anti-Semitism on college campuses, Claudine Gay seemingly cleared concerns about her leadership at the prestigious university. Now, she's back in the spotlight under review for her work as a scholar. Last week, Harvard said it reviewed several published articles by Gay and found two from 2001 and 2017 that needed additional citations. Wednesday, it added two more instances of duplicate language without proper attribution, found in the president's 1997 dissertation. The university said Gay will correct her works and the inadequate citations did not amount to research misconduct. But now Capitol Hill is probing if the university did enough to handle these allegations of plagiarism. A letter sent by the House Education Committee to Harvard leaders says an allegation of plagiarism by a top school official at any university would be reason for concern. But Harvard is not just any university. Adding, does Harvard hold its faculty and academic leadership to the same standards as students?
I'm objective enough to make sure that I call it straight down the line and how I see it, and that I don't think that her ability to be able to do her job just because she's a liberal is being affected by what they're trying to put on her. They got a witch hunt against her. I think that they have a witch hunt against, the same way that they got a witch hunt against the people that they don't care for, right? They got a witch hunt against Trump, and he's a conservative. They got a witch hunt against her. But see, I'm not the type of person that's just going to convict somebody in the court of public opinion. I'm going to convict somebody, and I'm going to give my thoughts based off of the truth. And if she hasn't done anything illegal, if they tried to put words in her mouth, and now they're trying to say that she didn't properly cite two sources in previous work with regard to her Harvard stuff, I'm not going for that, fam. I'm just not going for it. I'm not going for any of that. Her views on how she lives life, in my opinion, has no bearing on her ability to be able to do her job effectively. And so I think that it's a witch hunt. I think that they're going after her. I think it's a witch hunt. I think it's unfortunate. And I don't know her personally, but they were originally going after her based off of her thoughts that they tried to put in her mouth on Israel and Hamas. Now they're trying to go after every single stone and they turning them over to try to figure out whether or not she plagiarized by not properly citing sources on two of her works and all that stuff. But as long as the Harvard faculty, the donors, the beneficiaries, the students and the staff and everybody else is saying that they actually agree with what it is that she's doing and they're not losing no money as a result of it, then let that woman rock, bro. But this is the life that you choose when you start to become a public figure and you go higher up in whatever your respective field is. And I think that it is stupid. I think that it's petty. And the same way that I am when it comes to my conservative views, I may not necessarily agree with your view, but I'm not going to call for your job just because I don't agree with you. You see what I'm saying? I just think that we've lost perspective of being able to agree to disagree or disagree with somebody, but not necessarily saying that that characterizes you as being able to do your job effectively. I won't even go any further up in corporate America anymore at this point. I'm going to just stay exactly where I am because any further up, I would have to become a visible public figure for the actual corporate entity that I'm working for. And then that wouldn't be good because I have some pretty strong views. So it's pretty crazy, bro. It's crazy.